it's time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Again, a big good morning to one and all. Welcome to Wednesday morning. It was a little chilly outside this morning to begin, but it's going to be a great day today. A lot of sunshine. We could use some rain. Our lawns are drying up. Don't mow your grass too short. It may never come back. Today's guests are Terry Klein and Jeff Ruth. Well,
hey, and Dan Hempe would be here today. Unfortunately, he's taking the plane train back to Cardington.
Oh, is that where it was from?
Yes.
I was wondering where that plane train, it was busy from the moment the gates opened until the gates closed.
Very, very busy, what do you call it? Ride. Very busy ride.
Yeah, and it was free.
I was at a Lions meeting last night, and a gentleman was up there, and he said how much he appreciated having all the things for the youngsters.
Yeah, and with no charge.
Yeah.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Yep, everything was in big capital letters, F-R-E-E.
And you've got all the statistics, but the young Eagle flights for kids, young children, how many? Do you remember how many of those?
I, in my rush this morning, if Dan Hempe by any chance is listening, I forgot to print out his email. We flew quite a few kids, the Young Eagles program, the Experimental Aircraft Association, where kids ages 8 to 17 who have never been in an airplane before get a free ride. So this is the fourth year, I believe. And we're very fortunate that we had Darlene Ford. We flew her in for 3 years. She had driven up. She's south of Dayton, southeast of Dayton. So we're very lucky. One of the pilots, Mike Newell, was kind enough to go down, pick her up, and take her back home via air.
Oh, okay.
She had last year she stayed in her van overnight, and I thought, that's,
now, what was her claim to fame?
She handles all of the Young Eagles program
through the Experimental Aircraft Association.
Good.
Well, Jeff, you were there the whole day, too. And Jeff was my chauffeur, more or less. We had a good time.
We did.
Yeah.
Well, for once, Charlie was able to enjoy the flying.
Yeah.
In my oversight, we kept this poor guy locked down in one location for like 4 years, and it just dawned on us, you know, poor Charlie's been there. He hasn't been able to really experience it. So we're fortunate enough this year. Jeff was available. We got a golf cart, and you guys, you must have had a good time.
Really enjoyed the old cars.
And wasn't that something?
It was about 125.
180.
Last year there was 100. This year they tallied 200 cars
200?
In the car show for the cruising for dialysis. 200.
Terrific.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how much they charge, but
I think it was $10 entry fee.
Well, that's good then.
Yeah.
The Alzheimer, not the Alzheimer, but the
kidney for dialysis.
Dialysis.
Wow. I remember when they first came to the radio station years ago.
I do too.
Yeah, promoting.
In fact, I was on the committee for a few years for the car show. It was always the first Saturday in June.
Yeah.
And
there were a couple of ladies that I used to interview.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my. Yeah. Brian would remember their names because they used to have meetings out at Marion General Hospital, the planning meetings, and they'd always have punch and cookies. And Brian always said the only reason I was on the committee was because they had free punch and cookies.
Yeah. And look how they've developed. And
Ruth Bice was one of them.
Okay.
Ruth Bice was one of the names. And I can't remember who the older. They both passed away.
Yeah.
Well, it's now amazing. The only name I can remember is Donna Goring.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember the first name, last name, Bailey. And they are Women of the Moose, too. So they're very active individuals in the community.
So, Jeff, do you remember, too, the Murphy Fly-ins?
I remember them.
But that wasn't as much as a public event, although it was public. But it was a series of experimental aircraft from the EAA Association.
Mm, right.
And they flew.
And wasn't that like a popcorn festival weekend? Or was
it was. Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I didn't get a chance to do a lot of that.
Yeah.
I can remember, though, when they had Murphy here, you know what the acronym stands for. I can remember it was just an ocean of airplanes there.
It was, yeah.
Brian, I told Brian I was going to be on with you at this point. Anita Reed he just texted me. Anita Reed was the name of the other woman.
Oh, okay.
She was the one that kind of started that.
All right.
Thank you, Brian.
Yeah, right.
Hey, anybody out there that has a question whatsoever, call in.
Oh, yeah.
Don't think you're interrupting. Call in. Be part of the show.
But one thing I wanted to mention when I heard Terry was going to be on today, I'll come down for a little bit. Friday nights, I don't get a chance to go to the event Friday. But I went out for just 5 minutes just to see it. And it really looked like a lot of food. And I talked to some people over the weekend that said they had the food was so good and they had a lot of food left over.
That was something to behold.
You said you were in at Perkins, right? You said some people were talking. You heard them talking about Perkins.
On Sunday, they were talking at Perkins about it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So. Thank God. Everybody left salivating in anticipation of next year's reception.
And a really good variety of food,
too. It was
too,
absolutely good, yeah.
Special good occasions, variety. Upper Sandusky just did a phenomenal job.
They sure did. Mm-hmm. My, dessert and, well, everything, even macaroni and cheese. My wife said, boy, that was good.
Spaghetti
I never eat macaroni
meatballs.
And cheese.
Yeah, spaghetti
and meatballs.
And
oh, my.
Spanakopita.
Jeff,
hey,
you'd have
George
gone
Kasotis.
Nuts.
Kasotis, if you're listening, Spanakopita. That. And then, what
now,
did you say,
what,
George?
I don't know what that is.
That's
a Greek.
Yeah, a Greek food. It's spinach and feta cheese in a phyllo dough.
Okay.
It's really good.
All right, I'll take your word for it.
But, what was it? You said George was going crazy over something.
Asti Spumante.
Asti Spumante, yes. Not just any. It was the good stuff. Martini and Rossi. Whoa. Asti Spumante. So,
and it wasn't, it was just free.
Well,
I mean
the donation,
paid.
You gave
the
donation.
Paid. Yeah, right.
And actually, that donation for the ticket to be there, you know, it was kind of like a potluck because we never promoted what you could expect. We weren't like any political campaign where you give $1,000 and you get a hot dog or a hamburger. No, we wanted to really impress people and get more people out there to realize the importance of our airport in the economy of Marion, and we need support to keep it going. And we want to encourage and hopefully inspire youth to get into some branch of the science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. You never know where you'll end up.
That's for sure.
And you had an event Friday morning. Mm-hmm. With a lot of the students from the county as well.
Right. For lack of a better name for the day, and if somebody can come up with a better name, I'm all for it. Aviation Education Day. Juniors and seniors from all school districts in Marion County. We try to get a guest to come and talk to them about careers. You know, look at the military. You earn your education, but you can get a lot of education, training, and skills to have a good vocation. This year we had Dr. Harold Brown, one of 11 remaining Tuskegee Airmen were out there. He was there with his wife, had a presentation, a documentary about him, and the students from all of the schools were there, and it just turned out, we had two sessions, and it turned out quite well, quite well.
Where did they take place, OSUM?
OSUM in the auditorium in Morrill Hall.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. This would be the second year for it. But if anybody can come up with a better name than Aviation Education Day, I'm all for it.
Well, that's good. AE Day.
I think that's a good name.
Yeah, it sure is. Okay.
Before I forget, you're going to be leaving about at 11. They wanted to make sure that I give you this from the Red Tail Commemorative Air Force Red Tail Squadron.
Oh, okay.
It's the dog tag souvenir that people who go through the Red Tail Mobile Theater to see the story, the documentary about the Tuskegee Airmen. When you schedule a tour to go through there, you get the souvenir token. So those folks that went through it Friday at the VIP reception received one of those dog tags.
Okay, well, Jeff, you got to meet a lot of your old listeners, too.
You have to say old listeners. A lot of my listeners were old.
Yeah, you're right.
Seasoned citizens.
But, yeah.
And I still, you know, I mean, obviously, I still like getting out and
that's
doing
right,
things.
Yeah. Yeah, that was something. And, well, we had lobster roll. We kind of split one. It wasn't bad. I would have liked a complete roll, a lobster, though.
Last week at this time, we were on Prince Edward Island in
Canada.
Oh,
my. Yeah.
And we had had a lobster on Tuesday night at the restaurant.
How much did they charge up there for them?
Okay. Went to a restaurant. We were in a town called Summerside, Prince Edward Island, Tuesday night. And there were three restaurants that the AAA guide recommended. And they still had a lot of power outages because of the hurricane up there. So the one we went to, they had a sign up, you know, closed, no power. The other one was more like a bar.
Yeah.
So we went to another one. So they had on the menu lobster dinner. It was $45, but Canadian, it was about 32 or 33
yeah.
American. Included your clam chowder. About 35 mussels, and I'm not a big mussel.
Yeah, the black mussels,
The mussels, a complete lobster. We're not talking lobster tail. We're talking the complete lobster. Potatoes, vegetable, also included your dessert, and we had a choice of four or five, so we got the caramel chocolate fudge cheesecake, and it included your drink. And it was 45 Canadians. They said, you know, between 30 and 35 American for all of that.
Wow.
And, you know, if you were in Columbus or so, you would have spent a couple hundred dollars probably
yeah.
for that.
So lobsters are more plentiful up there, too.
Lobsters are everywhere.
Really?
And so I kind of compared that with the lobster roll on Saturday.
You know, I've been lucky enough to have lobster, and it was... not to denigrate the guy. I mean, I'm sure there are a lot of people who like it, but it's kind of like you don't really know what true vision is until you've gone to an optometrist and had a refraction. That's all I'll say about that.
I really like crab legs, but
yeah,
you didn't see the crab legs advertised, but up there, of course, Maine, New Brunswick.
Fresh is the source.
Absolutely, yeah.
I remember one time we broadcast from Daytona Beach, and we went out to a restaurant that night, and I bought a bucket of crab legs for $7.
Yeah,
I could hardly get rid of them.
Mm-hmm.
Blue crabs, do you know?
Long,
Oh, wait, you were down in Daytona, Florida. Okay.
Yeah.
Blue
well,
crabs, I think, are further
Alaskan
up the coast.
Alaskan crabs.
Chesapeake, I think.
Yeah. Alaskan king crabs. I love that.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's a lot of work, but I said that's what makes it fun when you finally get
that's right.
When you finally get to it.
Yeah.
As long as you take it piece by piece and savor every bite.
But I once was in Massachusetts, and I was conducting a bus tour of New England, and the bus stopped, and I saw a sign, lobsters. So I got off the bus. I don't know what we stopped for. I went over, and $4.25, I got a lobster. They cooked it right there,
mm-hmm.
Put it in a paper bag with some butter and a fork. And I sat on it. They said, you got to go out there and sit on the rocks and eat that. That was the best lobster. Oh, my goodness.
Did you get to, we're way off the subject here. Did you get to Plymouth Rock?
Yes.
There's not much there, is there?
Well,
it's a stone now, isn't it?
Well, yeah, and it cracked. They had to put braces around it. But Plymouth Plantation there, where they reenacted life like it was in the 1600s. And here's the thing. The men at Thanksgiving all wear these top hats with a buckle around them.
The pilgrim hats.
Yeah. So I asked the librarian in charge of Plymouth Colony, I said, what about the hats with the buckle on? She laughed. She said there was no such thing. That was all some man's imagination.
Mm.
So, but that became the big thing, those tall hats with a buckle around.
Yeah. You know? But there's not a whole lot when it comes to Plymouth. You know, I expected this like Gibraltar or something, this big boulder.
Well, now here's the thing. The Marion Connection, back in 19, was it 20? Yeah, it had to have been 20 or somewhere around there, when Harding was president. Harding was sent to Plymouth, Massachusetts on a ship surrounded by battleships escorting him, and he gave the major speech at their, what was it, the 200th anniversary of Plymouth Rock. And I've got a copy of his speech. You can get it off the internet if you search long enough. But that was 3,000 people were on hand when he spoke.
Oh.
And that's why in the Harding home, there is a replica, or was at least a replica, of the ship used by the Pilgrims. What was it called?
Mayflower.
Yeah, the Mayflower.
Yeah.
A big model of Mayflower, and they gave it to him after...
I wonder, that wouldn't have been the Great White Fleet, would it?
No, it wasn't. It was... He came up on the presidential yacht. Did they have...
Sequoia?
But, yeah, it was surrounded by battleships.
Hmm.
They meant business. But that's a little known thing that Harding, I never hear it mentioned. But
you know, Nan Britton, the mother of President Harding's only child, wrote the first tell-all book called The President's Daughter.
Yes, it is a very detailed book, should we say?
Wow, is it detailed? I've seen instruction manuals that were less detailed.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, don't miss it.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again with Terry Klein and Jeff Ruth. And, Jeff, you're enjoying, of course, retirement, as everyone has reminded you.
I keep telling people I can't get the smile off
That's
my face.
Right. Well, Terry, let's go back to Saturday. There's probably no count of how many people were in attendance, is there?
Well, we've got traffic counters, and the formula is 2.5 people per car. And that's kind of an old formula, I think realistically, if you go 2.35, so we're waiting for the traffic counters to get back. If we're lucky, let's see, 2017 we had 5,000, 18 we had 7,000, and we're hoping we'll have 9,000 this year. So if we can show essentially a 20% growth in each succeeding year, I think we'll be, you know, we're doing what we need to do, and hopefully more people will come out and enjoy it.
It was kind of interesting, just looking over everybody attending. It wasn't a popcorn type attendance.
Yeah, you'd made that comment. Yeah,
yeah. Uh-huh. These were people that were more interested in.
They brought their kids out.
Well, they did. They brought their kids.
And Channel 6 was up on Friday, I guess. Mm-hmm. And it'd be interesting to know how many people were Marion or surrounding counties, as opposed to how many people came from, you know, maybe Mansfield or Findlay or Columbus or something like that.
Lima. And we are very, very fortunate. Angela Pace at Channel 10 last year ran our little television commercial. And then when she heard the commercial, took the Gold Award at the Houston International Film Festival. She had been running that commercial since mid-June. WLIO television stations in Lima, they were running it on all stations that they have. Mansfield was running it.
In fact, the Mansfield TV station was here on Friday.
Yeah, Mansfield, WMFD.
MFD.
Yes, they were here Friday. And then on top of that, out of all of our promotion in that, Cameron Fontana was here Friday morning to do some segments live, and he got a ride in the P-51. But we had a lot, we really marketed the whole event, and you know, we got people here. I'm curious to see how far and how many people we got. So we've been very, very fortunate. The media has embraced us and our sponsors. And at some point, I'd like to go through, we got a lot of sponsors. This event is made possible only by sponsors and volunteers. And that's how we keep it free. No parking, no cost to come in.
Well, that's when you consider the children rode all day long on the pedal planes and the plane train.
Plane train.
Say that. Rode all day free of charge. They never stopped.
They had a nice breakfast for the volunteers.
For the volunteers.
I mean, we're talking
veterans.
Bacon, sausage, eggs, muffins.
Pancakes.
Yeah, pancakes. I mean, it was a nice breakfast.
We thank 7201, the Stephen Cheney Post, for being volunteers to pull that breakfast about.
And the lady from Byries,
Marcella.
Was
Marcella. Yeah. She was kind of, she did a good job of directing
sure
traffic.
Did.
Yeah,
you're right. Mm-hmm. And so it was, I couldn't believe, a free breakfast.
Mm-hmm. Why? And that's kind of, that's traditional with fly-ins. You fly to this airport, that airport for breakfast, and the hosts, the pilots get a free breakfast. And we do something a little extra. The pilots get a passport, a food passport. So the pilot will get a credential, and they can go to any of the food trucks and have lunch on us. That's the trick is to keep them here at least till noon.
Sure.
So people can see the different kinds of planes.
Do you have any idea how many of the Murphy-type experimental aircraft are here?
I don't know.
There are several.
Again, too busy trying to take pictures and do some things. I haven't had a chance.
I'm surprised
for volunteers this year.
Yeah, what surprised me, I just didn't recognize them. I didn't see any Marion Maid people.
I didn't notice any. We had quite a few people there from the Marion County Board of Developmental Disabilities was there.
Yeah, they're on the ballot this year, yeah.
There were some others there, and I just...
James Anderson was there.
Yeah, good.
Yeah,
James Anderson. I didn't see him.
Yeah. He was kind of back behind the cars.
Yeah.
And towards the end, a lot of the cars were leaving. I saw him back there, And he said, yeah, he said, I'm not sure a lot of people knew I was back here right. Because the cars were kind of in front of him.
That's too bad. He should have been up there near the pedal planes and the plane train and that. So
I think he'll probably make a request for next year.
Yeah, I don't know how he ended up out there, but
he's not sure
that's
either.
Unfortunate. Yeah, that's unfortunate.
He even said, I'm not sure how I ended up here.
Right.
Yeah.
But James was there
well,
also.
That's good, but... Mm-hmm. Since this was a highlight for Marion, I thought we would have... There was nothing in the newspaper today either, which naturally you'd think would be a day late anyhow, oh, yeah. But there was nothing.
Yeah, they had the groundbreaking ceremonies. That was at noon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the mayor was there and some
dignitaries. State representative.
So forth were there.
Yeah, Tracy Richards.
Tracy Richardson mm-hmm. was there, and they... You know, flipped the shovel, and they did that at noon, and then at 11 o'clock, there was a POW ceremony.
Yeah,
POW
that's right.
MIA, mm-hmm. and we're really fortunate.
The Pleasant Band, yes.
Yes, we're really fortunate this year, and we're thankful that the Pleasant High School Marching Band, if I can remember his name, Jason Frank, I believe it was, is the band director. They were kind enough to come out, and they suited up, and they looked smart, and they sounded great. So we're very appreciative of the Pleasant High School Marching Band. And another group of high schoolers is Tri-Rivers.
Oh, boy, yeah.
Tri-Rivers criminal justice students just looked smart.
Didn't they?
Professional. And they've got a great instructor. Terry, I hope I don't butcher your name, Dono, I believe, is his pronunciation, his last name. So this is the second year for them, and hopefully they'll be in succeeding years, as well as the Pleasant High School Marching Band.
That's great. And looking at those young students from Tri-Rivers, you didn't know for sure the way they were dressed, whether they were
real
cops
police or what. They look young.
Yeah.
Are they really or not? But no,
they were good.
They looked smart. They were well-behaved, had a professional bearing, et cetera. So,
Jeff, you've got a million miles probably already of commercial flights.
Do you accumulate frequent flyers?
No, somebody asked me that one time. No, I don't get frequent flyer miles.
But do you enjoy flying, though?
Oh, I do, yeah. I had never flown that much until a few years ago when Brian got his job, and now it's second nature.
Yeah.
And great. You can compare that to... The tri-motor. We were all in the tri-motor.
That's right. Yep.
And then you and I were in the, well, we were all three in the
B-17.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you prefer, the jets or the tri-motor?
I think the jet. You get where you're going a little quicker on the jets.
And the service is better. You get a beer here or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boy, that's something. But that was such a great event Saturday and Friday night. It's just hard to... If you weren't there, hard to describe the general good feeling of people. I mean, the people that came were destined on enjoying themselves, and you could tell.
I was surprised. Some of the people who bought tickets, Dr. Ryan McCall, CEO of Marion Tech, bought 4 tickets. I thought, he'll probably give tickets to people. He brought his family there. They got to meet Harold Brown. And, you know, this was promoted as an historic VIP reception. And I think Harold Brown and all of the Tuskegee Airmen today and those who have faded away would really be appreciative.
I'm sure. Harold Brown's wife, she was very good in speaking. Now, she's a doctor, too?
Yes. My understanding is she was the CEO of a college, and I don't recall which college.
Yeah, okay.
So,
And Dr. Harold Brown was a professor, was he, at
he
a university?
Was at,
college?
Columbus Community College, Columbus State. I can't remember what it was called because it was some time ago, but Columbus State Community College is where he was in Columbus. And he had a student from the 60s come up to the reception,
wow.
Which was really kind of cool. And then we had a table there for World War II veterans. We had Cecil Denton. Cecil is a World War II veteran, and he was at Hiroshima and Nagasaki after the bomb.
Really?
Yeah. And we had Don Wilson there, and we had, of course, Kensel Clutter, who will be 100 in December.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Kensel's a great guy.
He's unreal.
I've known him since the early 70s when I became farm director.
Mm-hmm.
And Kensel's a great guy, and he's worked so hard volunteering, taking care of the prairie area, taking mm-hmm. weeds out of there that didn't belong.
mm-hmm.
Oh, my.
He has good genes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so, Jeff, what do you think about the future? Now, you're retired, but you got to do something while you're retired or you go nuts.
As I said, still doing a lot of traveling. I have there's 15 people that we keep saying we're going to do lunch.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And when I was working, we never had a chance to. So, going to do, in fact, I'm meeting somebody for lunch today.
Well, that's good.
That I haven't seen in quite a while. So, doing things like that. And once the weather turns, I may look to get a part-time job doing something. I don't know.
Well, I've had my share of those in between. Yeah, it's kind of interesting.
Can you talk briefly? You experienced in, I'll say it the Catalonian way, Barcelona, Sagrada Familia. That cathedral.
This is radio, so you can't show pictures or anything like that.
But if you can get mental images, and people, look it up online. This cathedral in Barcelona, it will amaze you. You will look at it.
And it's been under construction.
100 years almost.
For
1880s, I think. Or
probably.
Somewhere like
but
that.
But we did Madrid and Barcelona.
Mm-hmm.
And two, even though they're in the same country, two completely different feels.
Mm-hmm.
We were in Madrid. It was 110, it was really, really hot. Barcelona's right on the coast. And as you say, it's even though it's in Spain, you almost felt like you were in a different country. With
they
speak a little different.
Mm-hmm.
Just the lifestyle. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like I learned from, and we want to thank Joe Zhao at Ohio State for setting everything up for the auditorium. And Joe Zhao is from China. And what you were talking about, Catalonian and Castilian, the provinces, every province has their own kind of language. So
mm-hmm, yeah.
He knows the language of two provinces. The rest of them, he doesn't understand what they're talking about. Mm. But that's how massive China is.
Oh, I guess. Wow. And and China is playing you see those TV commercials.
Oh, my. You can't miss those.
Now, that's a bunch of,
Hooey,
yeah, a lot of that.
Charlie,
is.
Rumor has it, 1 year Buckeye Chuck died the morning of Groundhog Day, and you passed off a stuffed groundhog to the audience.
Well, yes, that did happen.
Did the crowd notice?
Well, not really. I just told the crowd he was scared to death of the audience, and they didn't know how true that was.
Honesty is always the best policy. WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
/180/111, and I had a stroke. I couldn't speak or walk.
150/90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again with Jeff and Terry. And, Terry, you'd like to thank, I'm sure, all of our sponsors for the big weekend.
Absolutely. This could not happen without the assistant the assistance from these people. The Marion County Youth Foundation, Ms. Connie Brown. Connie Brown's dad flew P-51 Mustangs from Texas to Alaska during World War II when the Japanese invaded. She gave a generous contribution. Ohio Health, the Minnell Milling Company, Gannett Foundation. We got a generous grant from the Gannett Foundation.
Well, that's the Marion Star.
That's the
owner
Marion
of the
Star.
Marion Star, yeah.
That's right. Marion Convention and Visitors Bureau, Ray and Charlotte Baldoff Charitable Trust, Dave Troutman, an individual contribution. And the Ray and Charlotte Baldoff Charitable Trust, an individual in charge of that, said, we want to be part of this.
That's great.
Let's see, VFW Garen Thomas Post 3313 on North Main Street, Walmart, Anderson Silver Line Windows, Merrill Lynch, Harold Bradley American Legion Post 584. I believe that's there on
Bell Fountain.
No, yeah. That's not Bell Fountain. Alany.
Yes. Uh-huh. That was the site of the old Borden Dairy.
Right.
And Marty and Rossi, or not Marty and Rossi, but yeah.
That was a comedy team.
Marion Noon Kiwanis, the First Citizens National Bank, Greg Sins and Charlie Sins, Daryl Gates, Aqua, Ohio, UIS Insurance and Investments, Park Enterprise and Construction Company, Inc., Farm Transport, Marion Industrial Center, thanks Ted Graham, Cummins Facility Services, Nucor Steel, Johnston Supply, Seismic Drilling, Judy Ann Fox, Modern Woodman Fraternal Financial. That's your cousin, right?
That is.
Roger. And his friends. I wish I knew the other people that were part of that, but we were thankful and appreciative of them. Event management, that's Tom Danner. Peacock Water, a wonderful group of people. AmVets Post. I mean, all of these folks that we're reading about are wonderful people, but you always see the Peacock brothers and doing things in the community. AmVets Post 138. DePolo and Associates, First Federal Bank, Mom's Helper Pro Services. Now we have service partners. Matthews Ford, official transportation of the fly-in. Domino's Pizza, official pizza of the fly-in. Quality Inn and Suites, official hotel of the fly-in. Gave special rates to anyone coming to the fly-in spending the night. Store Ad Label, Carl Graphics. Carl Graphics did the tickets for the VIP reception.
Those are nice tickets.
Office Depot. Office Depot was quite generous and very helpful with all of our repro graphics, posters, anything printable. Showplace Rent-to-Own made it possible for the VIP reception to have a projector and screen to show Harold Brown's documentary. As with event management, they provided the PA system and the computer to run everything to make it possible to see the documentary Friday night. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery. Not only are they Pedal Plane sponsors, but they brought 300 muffins to the breakfast.
Wow.
Saturday morning. Bright Light Media Group, Mike Zucker's group, with the electronic billboard, helped tremendously with the billboard and having our billboard up there. Fuzzy's Flowers and Gifts provided the centerpieces for the reception. Volunteers, the backbone of any successful event. And I'll read through these quickly, but they are important people. Linda Bowen, Kevin, I don't know how to pronounce it, Emmy, Jack Faust, Jacob Faust, Chelsea Hall, Joanne Hartline, Rick Hartline, Marcy Houston, Bernice Johnson, Sarah Large, Brockton Moore, Ashley Moore, Mason Moore, Scott Nellis, Gene Pierce, Paula Price, Deborah Smith, Emerald Smith, Hagen Sparling, Chelsea Stahl, Dory Stoner, Mike Stoner, Brian Stump, Sherry Stump, Don Yeoman, Sharon Walker, and of course, Tri Rivers criminal justice students. Now, the majority we've had of these folks are from Ohio Health. They have been a very big, generous organization to get volunteers this year, as well as Tri Rivers. And if we omitted anyone, it does not diminish the fact that they made a contribution to be and to make this event successful.
Well, that's a lot of contributors. My land. A
lot of people.
How on earth did you contact all these people?
Someone got a hold of someone who got a hold of someone, and then someone, a volunteer coordinator, coordinated all of this stuff.
Great. Wow. Jeff, that's quite a group.
It is a group. And if I got 15 seconds, put a plug in for the Marion County Youth Foundation. I'm on that committee.
Oh, really?
And did I forget them?
No, that was the first one you mentioned.
Okay.
You mentioned.
Yeah, okay.
But they have thousands and thousands of dollars in their treasury. And this is for youth to go anywhere really in the world, be it music, the arts, sports, whatever. And they don't get that many applications, even though they advertise it in the schools and so forth. So if there's any parents or grandparents out there that have maybe a son or a daughter or someone they know that needs some extra money for a trip, get in touch with the Marion County Youth Foundation, and they have lots of money, and they would love to get rid of some of it.
Okay, now they're located in what used to be Oak Street School, aren't they? Over on...
Well, Dick Axline.
He's the former president, right?
He's still involved.
He's still deeply involved,
and,
yeah.
And Matt Axline, the eye doctor in town. They're involved. Roger George, who used to be with Marion City Schools, is retired. Mm-hmm. Probably if you just call Matt Axline over, is that...
or send an email. I don't think there's a phone on the website.
I'm not real sure, but they do have a website. Or Google Marion County Youth Foundation, and they'll have some information. But they have a lot of money, and they're trying to get rid of it.
And Dick Axline told me, I took his tickets to the reception. I hope I didn't see him. I hope he made it there. He said he
has a grandson that plays JV football, and they play on Saturday mornings, usually at 10 o'clock, so I'm sure he was probably there.
Well, for Friday, for the reception.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sure he was at River Valley, because he does he works the press box Friday night at River Valley, so he was probably there Friday night.
But he told me when I took his tickets to him at the YMCA, he said, hey, if there's a school and they need transportation to go to an educational event, we'll give them money. We'll make that happen. So the Marion County Youth Foundation is a very valuable resource in Marion County, and folks should participate in it. It's a good organization.
Yeah. Okay, now how do they get their funding?
They have one event a year, and that's the charity celebrity golf outing.
Oh, okay.
And they have it over at the Marion Country Club. It's always the third Wednesday in June, and businesses pay anywhere from $1,000 to $1,200 to participate. And then they have a lot of auction items and a lot of people. Oh. You mentioned Daryl Gates. Daryl's always a big contributor.
Daryl's
for that.
Phenomenal.
I need
more people like Daryl
Gates.
Yeah,
they have a dinner, and it's all just all the money is raised just from that one event.
Isn't that great? Yeah. That's wonderful to hear.
And it's, you pick up the Marion paper, bad news. If it bleeds, it leads. There are so many good people and organizations in Marion.
Yeah, well, you find that out when you get funding for this weekend. Yeah.
Like here, WWGH, Scott and everybody here, it's just wonderful because we now have a place where anybody can go and get current information. They can call in. They can bellyache about this, or they can offer solutions so people won't bellyache about what it is they're bellyaching about. So it's good to have WWGH in our community.
And we're wide open for people. If there's anybody wanting to call right now, we have about 3 minutes left in this hour. If you wanted to ask a question, please feel free. 740-383-9944.
Have you thought at all about what the theme is going to be for next year?
No.
Okay.
I'm decompressing. I think Hempy. Dan is taking the plane train back to Cardington, and he has to do it in two trips. It's something else.
That was a terrific thing.
And I'm sure he's decompressing too. And
didn't his daughter did his
daughter did the youth activities, yes, and handled the pedal planes.
My little grandsons had those little planes they were playing.
Well, I thought he was there.
Yeah.
I wasn't
sure.
Here's
a caller. Okay. Now, let me see. We've got the right buttons here. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Tell us about the person that won the raffle for the flight. Was it an enjoyable experience? Were they excited? Did they have a good time?
Okay, yeah, he'll tell it. Stay tuned.
Thank you.
I'm glad you called. When they pulled the name who won the flight, number 60, I knew in my mind, I sold that ticket. Who on earth is that? It was Rock McDavid. Now, Rock was there the Friday before the fly-in, or the Sunday before the fly-in, to meet the P-51 coming in from St. Louis. He was there to buy a ticket, and he helped hangar the plane. And Rock, when we drew the name, he was in the mobile theater. Had no idea. He came back, and when they read off, they were going through the list of all of the ticket holders. They said, Rock McDavid. And I thought, I knew it. I knew, because I know that number. I don't know how old he is. I have no concept of age. But I was told when he heard that he won that flight, he had tears in his eyes. He was just beside himself. So it would be nice, and he's on Facebook, and I would encourage anybody who didn't have the opportunity to experience the fly-in, if you have access to the internet, go to Marion Wings and Wheels, Inc., 501c3, to the group site. There are so many images taken this year, and you know, even if you had experienced the fly-in, go there, you'll see things that you probably didn't see while you were there. So we had very, very good coverage documentation of this year's fly-in. But Rock McDavid, it was nice to see he got that flight.
Well, that's good, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. And I'm sure he enjoyed it. Now, Channel 6 on Sunday morning, so Saturday morning, showed Cameron in the P-51 flying.
Mm-hmm.
And so that... Yeah. Energize, I'm sure, some people from Columbus,
mm-hmm,
and all around.
And it's, of course, the weather is so vital, perfect. And yeah, you couldn't have asked for a better day.
And we're going
to
break in
Mother
a
Nature.
Couple of seconds. And we'll be back at shortly after 11 o'clock, so don't move away from your radio, folks. We'll be back at...
You're listening to WWGH Radio, LP Marion, Ohio. Anyway, I'm going to give it now, 740-383-9944. We're doing current events, and we're going to fly through them here. If you want to join in at any time on any current event, any memory, anything you want to throw on the table, do it right now, 740-383-9944.
World famous from St. Martin.
Is that called sangria?
Huh?
It's not sangria.
Oh, no, sangria is in Italy. This is guava berry juice.
Guava berry.
Have you ever heard of guava berry?
I have had a lot of guava berry juice, non-alcoholic.
This has got guava berries in it in the bottom, and it's called guava berry rum.
Oh, okay.
Drinking rum and Coca-Cola.